What's up, guys? Today on Sports Spectrum, Marquez Watson Trent, Georgia Southern linebacker, 2023 All-American honorable mention, and 2023 All-Sun Belt Conference first team. The guy has started at linebacker and been a captain for Georgia Southern now this past season. Last year in 2023, he started all 13 games, led the team in tackles, had 3.5 sacks and 2 interceptions, including a pick 6, and led the team to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. He started 11 of 13 games in 2022 as well. A dynamite young man who has his, I'd say this, he has his priorities and his identity rooted in its proper place. In fact, he does something at the end of this podcast that very few, if anybody, over 7 years has ever done in closing out an interview or a conversation. He wanted to pray. Why don't we have more guys do that? Why don't I do that? It was just awesome to have Marquez Watson Trent from Georgia Southern here on the show today. It's coming up in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about our friends at Compassion International, and they are doing an amazing campaign right now called The Fight for First. The first 12 months of life are everything for a child, and too many babies born into poverty won't even survive. And pro athletes know how to fight for first downs, right? For first base, to be on first string, or to be in first place. Now they're joining Compassion International in the fight for children in extreme poverty to survive and reach their first smile, their first steps, and their most important first birthday. You can learn more about the fight for first and how you can join pro athletes to give mothers and babies a fighting chance to survive and thrive by going to thefightforfirst.com, thefightforfirst.com, through Compassion International, releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. We love Compassion. Be a part of the fight for first. Thefightforfirst.com is the website. I promise you, you're going to want to get involved. Child survival on the line in the fight for first. Go to thefightforfirst.com and be a part of it today. He is Marquez Watson Trent. Marquez, welcome to Sports Spectrum. It's good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you as well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's great to talk to you. Glad we could connect. Football is great, and we'll talk in some football here, but we got to talk about Jesus. Let's start there. Tell me about Jesus and who he is in the life of Marquez Watson Trent.
Yes, sir. Well, anytime we get to talk about Jesus, I get excited. I think that's everything. For me, I think the typical answer is God is everything, and which is amazing. But for me, he's really truth. He's truth in a world, you know, full of lies and you know, deceives and different things like that. He's my way of understanding. He's my truth. He's the light that I follow. Anytime I have any questions or anything about life, because life is hard and it's full of questions. So he's always the answer to the test.
When did you start to discover God or Jesus as truth, the answer to the test, as you just said?
I feel like I was blessed enough to, at a young age, to be involved. My father's actually a youth pastor, and my grandfather's a pastor. So I knew about God, I would say, all the way from, you know, anytime, like 5 years old and six, just being a part of God. But I'm at the church, but I truly, really started to understand my own relationship, personal relationship, once I got into college. And, you know, it was through some adversity, through some storms, that I really started to, you know, have to call on Jesus once everything was everything. So I would say then in college, I started to really build my own personal relationship with the Lord.
I'm guessing that adversity hit you in 2021 when you tore your ACL, just got one game in, and suddenly football's taken away from you for a little bit. Tell me about that push-pull wrestle with football. Mm-hmm. With so many guys that we've talked to, football can become an idol. It can become a god or the god mm-hmm. in a lot of guys' lives because they devote so much of their time to it. What was that time like for you coming to Georgia Southern and then in 2021 tearing that ACL?
Yeah, 100%. Just like with the identity thing, you think, you know, me and my story, you know, being a D1 athlete, it's not even just you and your own pressures of, you know, finding football as your own identity, but I think the biggest issue is everyone around you seeing you as just an athlete or just, you know, football. So that kind of has that push and pull where you become in kind of like an identity crisis. For me, that's 100% what it was. I was really good growing up in Little League to middle school to high school, and you know, I was blessed to have, you know, a lot of opportunities in high school to go play Division I sports. And I feel like that's where I kind of developed that identity of where football was my way out of, you know, my situation. I don't come from, you know, the best situation growing up in the south side of Pittsburgh. So in my community, I was always told where the way out was football. And the way out was either football or it was, you know, rapping or something like that. It was never even just educational. You know, I didn't know you could even get an education in college. It was just football or, you know, some type of art. And for me, I gravitated to sports through my parents and, you know, through the lineage I have with that. And I grew up and that was my main focus. So once I got to the college and at a deeper level, it just heightens. Everything's heightened. The discipline of football, the time is more. You have to spend more time with film study, more time with practice and preparing for the games. And just now you got 50,000 fans from, you know, you're going from high school with 5,000 fans. Now you're going to 50,000 fans where the biggest thing is football. So that's where kind of my identity started to build up even more, where I was solely on football. That was my main focus, even beyond school. Because like I told you, I come from a place where, you know, school is not even, you know, talked about as much. So I thought I would just play football always. But yeah, I would just say, like you mentioned, through that injury, God, you know, kind of sat me down. I thought I was at the height of my career, starting as a sophomore. A lot of people don't do that, linebacker especially. And, you know, at my highest point, God really, you know, humbled me and sat me back down and say, hey, man, it's not time yet. It's not your time.
What'd
And he
you learn from
really.
him? What did you learn from the Lord that year when you're not playing for the probably the first time in a long time, right? That you couldn't play football.
Yeah.
What was he teaching you during that time?
In that time, it's kind of crazy. And I talk to my parents about it all the time. You know, even though I wasn't alone, but I felt so much alone because I wasn't performing in football. And I was kind of like that first time, like you mentioned, where everybody wasn't seeing me in that limelight. I was kind of taking that back road and got to see, like, hey, a lot of guys aren't for you because of you. It's only really because of what you do. And, you know, I really started to understand that, you know, even in that moment when football was failing me, when, you know, my friends weren't, you know, being the same, even some family members weren't, you know, talking to me like they used to, God was always there. And that's where he really started to show me, like, hey, man, call on me. I got you. I'll be your fulfillment. I'll be your contentment. Because then I was really only content with football and what I was doing in football. And it's kind of crazy to think about, you know, no matter how good you are, even the best of the best, their careers, you know, it's kind of like a roller coaster. So to have your fulfillment built on that, it's not a firm foundation. So I think God was just building my foundation back and really telling me like, hey, I'm your firm foundation. And so that's what I was really learning during that time.
We're talking to Marquez Watson-Trent from Georgia Southern here on Sports Spectrum. He's their starting linebacker wearing the number one, which I think is interesting, choosing that number. I have no idea why you chose number one or if it was just given to you. But
Yeah.
there's something special about wearing that number, I think, just in the idea that your number one is not you. It's just
Yeah.
a number that you wear, and your number one is God. Is there any correlation there with the number that you wear?
Not really.
Yeah.
You know what? I was really pressured into getting one, and I kind of understood it now. But they just wanted me to take that leadership role and you know, really make a declaration to not only my teammates but to our fan bases that, you know, I'm gonna be the guy that's going to be, you know, leading the charge and everything. So I respected it and took on the challenge. But my number was really 23 in high school and everything. My father wore number 23 growing up. So, you know, we were built on, you know, MJ and everything, the greatness of him. So that's kind of where my number came from. But
Yeah, and in high
number one's
school,
cool, though. I appreciate
you weren't just a linebacker in high school. You were a pretty
it.
good running back. When was,
Yes, sir.
or were you initially okay, I guess, when you started getting recruited to play defense in college?
You know what's crazy? Running back was mainly what I was getting recruited by. I was really getting because I didn't play linebacker in high school until my senior year. So I was playing, you know, the DB, and you know, I thought I was a skilled guy, So my high school coaches kind of set me down the next year and my following year and say, look, I think you'll be good at linebacker. I just trust in the coaching and everything. But I originally thought I was going to play running back.
Did you talk to coach in college and say, hey, you know what? If you need me for a trick play or something, I can do this.
Yeah, it's coming soon. I've been talking their ear off about it all my 3 years here, 4 years here. So I've been talking about it. Hopefully this year we got some coming soon.
All right, I love that. Now, this was a big decision for you. You made the decision to come back. Talk me through that decision and maybe even seeking God to kind of give you clarity on returning and, you know, giving it another go for one more year with Georgia Southern.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough process. And kind of where the NIL come into play is it kind of makes those decisions kind of weird now. But I think for me, definitely 100% seeking God into any situation or any decision that I make is the first and foremost. So sitting down with my leaders like Matt Wise, who's our team chaplain, and my father, those are two of my biggest spiritual leaders that I kind of seek for those guidance and just talk through those things. Was big for me, and just understanding, like, trying to keep the main thing the main thing, and not chasing. You can chase a lot of things in this world, but I felt like I had a mission to accomplish, and I had a lot of relationships here that I wanted to lead and take charge of. And I love my school. You know what I mean? It's a very humble beginning, but it means something to me. The blue collar and everything that Georgia Southern stands for is very important to me. So, that's what all played a part in my decision to stay in.
Last year was a pretty great year for you. That was a lot of accolades that came your way. Honorable mention,
Excellent.
All-American, first team All-Sun Belt Conference. You had a pick six, I think. Forget all the tackles. Like, for a linebacker to get a pick six is a big deal. What was last year like? Describe last year for you.
I was amazing. I think that was one of my best years because it was one of my freest years. I felt like the stress and pressure of winning and losing kind of went away from just growing in my faith and really having some spiritual understanding of we don't get our victory in the game, but we play from victory, and that's a victory of what God has set for our lives and what God has accomplished. So understanding that, I just played free out there, had fun, grew in my leadership role. This was my first year as a captain, and that's something that was very dear to me. And just to be chose and picked by your peers and your teammates, the people that are actually there, all the other things, come from outside looking in. But to really have respect from your teammates and the players that are around you, I think that was the biggest accomplishment of that year for me.
Now, we're called as Christians to love God and love people. That's the great commandment, and then the great commission to go and make disciples. What does that look like? Or maybe you don't even have the answer to this yet, but what does that look like for you as a football player, as a captain, as a leader, to represent Christ and to live out the great commandments and the great commission?
I think the biggest thing, and like I mentioned, Matt Wise, and he helps me navigate through this all the time, but using my platform the right way. You know what I mean? God has put me in this position for a reason. And understanding my purpose is to glorify him, and like you said, the good commission is to make disciples. I'm actually a part of a group called AIA, which is called Athletes in Action,
Sure.
and the sole reason for that is what you said, is to make disciples. So we have our own Bible studies on Tuesday that I lead with two group of guys named David, the Dallas Twins. They're great. If you ever get a chance to talk to them, those are some great people to talk to. But
Yeah.
Just to learn and grow with them and have that Bible study and getting spiritually fed in AIA and being led by those leaders, that's kind of how I play a part of letting God use me in that way.
Yeah, we love Athletes in Action. They're great partners and friends with Sports Spectrum, and love what they're doing. Love that you're a part of what they're doing. You described earlier last season in playing free. What does that mean? Wait, well, you said play free, and I was like, all right, what does that mean? I've heard some guys say that, but you have teammates maybe, and they don't play free, and this is an example for you to be to them. But what does that mean when you say play free?
Yeah, I think as student athletes, and like I mentioned, like that identity crisis, football is a lot of external pressures and internal pressures. With learning the playbooks, what people think of you, the pressure of the game in general, you have 80,000 people looking at you, and whatever you do, you know, they're judging. So when I say playing free, it's free of that judgment of what I do is who I am. And it's not that. And God really revealed that to me through my injury and really sitting me down. And like I said, like just getting in my word that we don't play for victory, we play from victory. And understanding that really is just that mindset of I'm just going out here and using this game as worship. I'm not going, I'm not, this is not the end all be all. Thank God I'm not in actual war. Sometimes we get in that mindset where we're in war and, you know, the loss of the game is the end of everything. And it's just not that for me. I'm blessed to be in a position. I take it serious. You know, God calls us to be disciplined men. I'm disciplined in it. I have the integrity of the game. I try to play the game the right way. And, you know, that freedom just comes with understanding that at the end of the day, God gets all the glory. If we win, we win. That's cool. If we lose, it's cool. And, you know, I'm set and comfort in that.
What is time like with God each day for Marquez Watson Trent? Like, I mean, in season and out of season, it might be different. The in season, I feel like in talking to a lot of athletes, it's kind of regimented. Like, you know, you're scheduled, and maybe it's the same out of season, but yet God doesn't say, okay, take some time off here for me so you go do your football thing. He says, no, it's about him and him alone first. What is that time like? Prayer, reading the word, Bible studies, fellowship, all that.
I think freshman year me will have a different, you know, answer to that question to now.
Yeah, I get it.
So it's definitely been a journey of understanding, you know, that he's everything. He's in everything we do. So there's no off season, you know, like he was just mentioning that that we put God on the back burner, but just understanding that he's the forefront of our lives. So I try every day, you know, every day to make it my mission, you know, to either, you know, if it's prayer, if it's getting in scripture, or a lot of people miss this big thing for me, which is fellowship, getting around other believers and really learning and growing with them. You know, God says iron sharpens iron. So just getting around other believers and really just, you know, bathing in that presence of God says when there's two or more, he's here. So just understanding that, I think that's what helped me. Also just getting guidance. You know, I have spiritual leaders, Matt Wise, my father, my grandfather. I've been blessed to have really powerful men of God in my life where they can help me through those situations and help me learn and, you know, keep me accountable. Accountability is important too, but that's kind of my everyday thing, just having that. And, you know, there's some days where, you know, I fall short. I'm not perfect. I wouldn't come up here and say I'm doing it each and every day, but it's a mission. You know, I make it my mission to try. I think that's the most important thing, you know, with the process of sanctification, where it's a process, man. You just every day you gotta try.
That's a big word. You can definitely tell that you have the spiritual leaders in your life with that word sanctification, because that's what
Yes, sir.
it's about, right? What's
Yeah.
that been like for you? Said for freshman year, Marquez, much different answer than this version of Marquez, the 22-year-old. What's the biggest I guess the biggest moment or pivots that you were able to make to understand the sanctification thing as a college student and as a football player?
Yeah, I think really I always point in a, I talked to I just had a message, a Pastor Grizz. I went to a men fellowship and he used this word turning point. Like in that point of your life where you say like, listen, I'm gonna go the opposite direction. I'm gonna make a 180. And for me, it was truly that injury. And it's crazy, God kind of does that all the time in adversity. But he really just gave me time to really, like I said, build my firm foundation in him. You know what I mean? And start really pouring in and putting time in. Freshman year me, I was, like I said, my idol and my identity was in football. So I was at the facility every day. I was, when I came home, I'm watching film and everything was football. I was working out every day. And, you know, I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing because that's what the world would tell you. Like, all right, if you're disciplined in football, if you're chasing those dreams and goals, that you're all good because you know what I mean? There's not a lot of negative surrounding that. But it's an identity thing, man. You have to really put your comfort and identity in the Lord. And he will, you know, it's a byproduct of those things that will happen for you. So I think that transition and that turning point when I tore my ACL, I got time to really just get in the word and really start understanding and maturing in my spirit that, hey, man, my identity is in Lord and my firm foundation is in him. And I find my comfort in him.
Did you have a favorite God moment from your career, even just last season as a football player, when you're on the field, when you're in the locker room, when you're fellowshipping with your teammates? Is there a moment that you can point to that's a favorite of yours? And when I say God moment, that could mean anything. That could be off the field, yeah. That could be on the field.
I'll have to think. Let me think. Favorite God moment, because there's so many.
Well, it's like I've had guys tell me, oh, I watched a player give his life to Christ and get baptized. That's a great God moment. I saw a prayer kind of in a moment leading up to a game and saw God take care of that. Or I saw, you know, the Lord just work in amazing ways off the field. And in my, like, that's kind of the answers that I've been hearing. I don't know if that, you know, gives you any ideas.
It helped a little bit. So actually this is, I don't know if you ever heard of UTC.
Have you ever heard?
Okay. It's like it's an ultimate training camp. And
okay.
It's sponsored by AIA. And
yes, of course. In Ohio, yeah. Right?
It's actually in Colorado.
Colorado. Yes. That's
yeah,
right.
It's in Colorado. And when I tell you, this was, so I tore my ACL in September. I think it's the 4th, September 4th. I got cleared right before we went to UTC.
Mm.
So like I didn't put in all the work, you know, got myself back to be able to start moving a bit. And I went to this camp, this UTC camp, and this camp, man, I'm telling you, it changed my life. And it's really that God moment for me where this was the first time I seen a collection of Christian athletes, one, all together,
yeah,
and two, competing in worship, though. And this was where I learned those tools of like the big dub and little dub, understanding like that I can worship, I can use my sport and worship in it, you know what I mean? And just learning so many, it was just a powerful thing. And it's hard to explain, but when you're in it and you see it, like it really felt like I was in heaven there. And I think that was my biggest God moment, that camp and what it's done for me ever since.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that camp now that you bring it up, and I know a few people who've attended and served at it, a couple pastors that have been at it. So I love hearing that and encourage that if anybody's listening and think that's an opportunity.
Yeah, I would definitely take the opportunity, man. It's life-changing.
Yeah, for sure. The future is hard to predict. It's impossible to predict. Even you and I talking before, you know, I brought up a couple things and you said God willing, and that's exactly how we all should be kind of living life when we're thinking about the future. But I'm imagining as a guy who's playing at a high level and doing pretty well, that if you could continue to play football professionally, that's something you'd want to do.
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah.
And look at that as a platform too, right?
Exactly. I think football is definitely something God has blessed me with that I can use in a mighty way. And if I continue to can grow that, so be it. You know what I mean? But, you know, with me, I found comfort in him and not just in the game. You know, so if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, I'm still okay. I'm still going to, you know, I still have we're all called. You know, we all have a mission set for our lives. And whatever that is, we have to be obedient and walk in that. And, you know, I'm proud to say if I'm an NFL platform, I'll be doing the same thing I'm doing now. If I'm not, I will also. So, yeah, but that's definitely the plan.
Well, that's what I want to, just as we wind down here and before we say goodbye, I want people to understand, you placing your faith in Christ and making sure that he's your identity doesn't limit you from becoming the greatest player that you can possibly be and working as hard as you can, right?
At all. No, I would say the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, I tell my people in my Bible study, I feel like my faith is my superpower. Because one, I can play free like I explained. But two, I'm cool. Like I can still be that tender warrior like Jesus was, like where I can go out there and attack everything I do. I can be disciplined. I can have integrity in the game, like those things that, you know, God calls us to be. I can implement those things into my game. And those are only going to excel. You know what I mean? And then, you know, having faith, you know, you have to, in the sport we play, it's hard to predict. You know what I mean? You can plan perfectly to the T and go out there and not execute it. But just having faith that you will do, you know what I mean? That you will come out victorious, that you will make this play. Those things are all implemented into my game. And I feel like that's what helps me perform at a high level. So definitely, I would say your faith helps you more than anything.
Yeah, and every so often you might flip a table or two, right?
Yeah, you're gonna have those battles where, you know, sometimes my game time speeches, I gotta, you know, try to bring it back down, you know, but, you know, that's in the process of learning and growing in Christ.
No, of course, my friend. Well, listen, this
No
is
doubt.
fantastic talking to you, Marquez, and wish you
Thanks,
nothing
man.
but the best. Can't wait to watch you perform next year, next season, I should say, and wish you nothing but the best. Thanks for joining us, and let's do it again sometime.
Yes, sir, no doubt. Hey, would you mind if I pray for you and this platform and this?
Marquez, I would love that. Let's go.
I would love to pray.
Please.
Amen. Dear Father God, just thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to learn and grow in your name, Lord God, to be able to have a platform, Lord God, to scream your name out loud, Lord God. I'll just pray, Lord God, as we continue to live this life, Lord God, and walk in our mission, Lord God, that you highlight our path for us, Lord God. Continue to shape our lives, Lord God, to be just by your grace, Lord God. You are awesome and amazing, Lord God, and I'm excited for what the future is, Lord God, because I know it's with you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, my
Amen.
friend. Thank you. I
I
appreciate
appreciate
that.
you.
Yeah, man. Thanks for joining
Yes,
us.
sir. Of course. See you.
And many thanks to Marquez Watson-Trent from Georgia Southern, their linebacker, their starting linebacker, and team captain for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum. And there's so much to digest from that conversation, but my favorite part was clearly the end when I was about to say goodbye, and usually they just say thanks for having me, and instead he wanted to close in prayer. And we've had a couple guys over 7 years, and I mean, we've done like 1,400 interviews, and I think we've had maybe two people. And I've invited a few people to close the conversation in prayer. Maybe this is something we need to do a little bit more often. And I'm glad Marquez Watson-Trent initiated that prayer at the end and just appreciate his love for God, his love for the Lord and praying and really just what he had to say about identity and purpose and the turning point in his life and just living it out, just awesome stuff. And so I appreciate Marquez for being here on Sports Spectrum. And let's all wish him nothing but the best and be rooting for him in the fall of 2024 when football returns. Thanks to Marquez for being here on the show. Thank you as well for tuning in. You can find us at our website, sportspectrum.com, which has all of our content. Our latest magazine is out now. You can subscribe right there at sportspectrum.com to the magazine, faith-filled, family-friendly, clean content you can have delivered right to your door. You can also get tons of free content as well by just reading our articles and stories on the website. You can get the devotionals there. Our podcasts are there. And we have some exciting things coming up in a couple months here with a brand new Sports Spectrum app, as well as a redesigned website. We're trying to do things that can really keep up with what technology is allowing us to do. And we think a Sports Spectrum app is long overdue. So we cannot wait for you guys to be a part of that and get all of our content through an app. Either way, we love you guys. We thank you for listening. We thank you for telling others about Jesus. And if you want to use Sports Spectrum as the way to do that, we would welcome that as well with our resources and all of our content. We love you guys. We hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will see you next time right here on Sports Spectrum.